Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift. This week, we're digging into our archives for some encore lifts. Today, we'll hear from Christian Science practitioner Robert Whitney from Framingham, Massachusetts.
Last year, when I went back home for summer break, I was having a hard time feeling at home or as if I belonged. While praying about this, I kept in mind the first line of a poem turned hymn called Home, which states, "Home is the consciousness of good." I knew that if I was maintaining a consciousness of good, I could always feel at home. But somehow I felt distanced from that spiritual idea. A challenge I'd set myself that summer was to read through all the Christian Science periodicals as they came out and stay up to date with them. I loved being able to pray for the world along with the Christian Science Monitor in the way that it uniquely encourages us to do. And that encouraged me to do the same with the articles in the Journal and Sentinel magazines too. Sometimes it would take up to 4 hours to read through the current issues, praying about every article or story, even the book reviews. It wasn't long before I noticed that any sense of displacement or discomfort at being at home had disappeared. In my experience, my prayer for the world felt like it was not only a benefit to humanity at large, but it led to a healing for myself. I realized that what I had been doing through my prayer was expanding my consciousness of good to encapsulate the whole world. And thereby, in a way, I'd made the world my home.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2019.